I have an older brother, and when my older brother would pick on me or mistreat me, I wanted justice for myself, and I wanted it quickly. And so I would run to my parents and I would explain, in very accurate and unbiased detail, of course, what had just taken place. And then I would wait in anticipation for one of my parents to act as judge and level justice on my brother. What's funny, however, is that when I would annoy my brother to the point of me getting in trouble, I didn't want justice, I wanted mercy. Our word for the day is justice. What exactly does it mean? A.C. Meyer says that justice is that action or legal decision which vindicates or establishes the right and so expresses a person's righteousness. In order for justice to be declared, there has to be a judge, and the judge of all is God, who acts in perfect justice. All of his decisions against or for man are righteous and in accordance with his law. Many people like the thought of God as a father or as a comforter or as a king, but do you know him as a just judge? Do you love this attribute of God? God is not a cold, dispassionate judge. Rather, he's a judge who loves what is right and hates what is wrong. He loves the just and right treatment of man, and he hates the mistreatment of others. He acts with wisdom, discernment, and love all at the same time, and does so perfectly and in his great wisdom. He has shown himself to be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. You see, we stand condemned, guilty before God the judge, and he has every right to execute justice right now against us and send us to our deserved payment, which is hell. But God put forward his own Son as a perfect and complete payment for the believer's sin. He is a just judge, and that the penalty for our sin was executed upon Jesus, which also makes him justified in setting us free from the penalty. Justice has been rendered on behalf of the one who has faith in Christ. The question becomes, do you have faith in Christ? Well, when you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Nabit LifeWord broadcast in Burkina Faso and Ghana.